In this module, we're talking about sleep. I'm going to show you my bedtime routine, how I increase the quality of my sleep. And let's just also first start by talking about the importance of sleep. Why do you need sleep? Okay, so you have to understand that you make your gains, you experience growth, whether that's muscle, whether that's stamina, in the recovery process. And the most important piece of recovery is sleep. So the recovery stuff with the foam rolling, the stretching, hot, cold, this is all good. But you have to understand that sleep is the most important component of recovery. You grow when you sleep. You grow when you recover. So sleep's really important. It's going to help you, as I said, with your muscle growth. It's going to help you get your energy back. It's going to help you avoid sickness. It's going to make sure you're healthy. So really put an importance on sleep and the quality of your sleep. You can get 5 hours of sleep. You can get 10 hours of sleep. But the quality of sleep can vary. So I may get more rejuvenation, more recovery out of 5 quality hours of sleep than 10 not good hours of sleep. And by not good, I mean you're constantly waking up, you're rolling around, you're not still, you're not getting into a deep rejuvenated sleep. So let me come back to that. I'm making a tea here. So this is a sleepy time, a bedtime tea. It has valerian root in it. We talked about this in the hydration module, some of the drinks that I use. What does it say on here? So I got this water boiling. I'm just gonna put that in there. And I'm just gonna put this off the side because it's too loud. And I want you to hear me. In the nighttime tea, it's different herbs and roots that have been proven to promote deeper sleep, get you to sleep faster as well, because you don't wanna be, sometimes you go to bed and you're laying in bed, but you're not actually falling asleep. You just sit there thinking about stuff. Your mind is racing. So you want to be able to calm your mind. You want to be able to get to sleep quickly and get into that deep sleep, because that's where the rejuvenation happens. So I don't really know the science of sleep cycles, but apparently REM sleep, you may have heard of this term before. REM sleep is like the very deep sleep where your body actually rejuvenates and actually heals itself. And you'll go through cycles of that if you are getting a good night's rest. So multiple times you'll come in and out of that deep sleep if you are doing all these things and your body isn't stressed out, your hormones, your mind's not going, you get a good sleep. Then you'll go through these cycles of REM sleep where you actually rejuvenate, you'll heal your body, you'll restore your energy. Otherwise, you may have experienced this before. You have a night of sleep, but it wasn't the best, and then you wake up, and even though you were in bed for 8 hours, you're still tired in the morning. So you should wake up and you should feel energetic if you are doing some things to get a proper night's sleep. Coming back to this tea, as I said, some herbs in here. Valerian, so you could also take a valerian supplement if you want. Because I get it in the tea, I try to avoid taking unnecessary amounts of pills, although you've seen my cabinet and you know what's up in there. Valerian root, passion flower herb, chamomile, lemon balm leaf, peppermint leaf, caraway fruit, licorice root. Okay, so a combination of things that help you get to sleep a little quicker. So I will have this tea, and then I'm also going to have a melatonin supplement. So as I talked about in the supplementation module, melatonin is something that your body produces naturally. So when you go to sleep, your body, and when you're getting tired, you're starting to fall asleep, your body produces melatonin. That helps you get into that deep state of sleep. But if your vitamin, your mineral levels are off, you're stressed out, then your body's not going to produce the proper amount of melatonin. So saying that, I've used it and it helps me. So I'm just creating additional melatonin. I don't think that my levels are low, but I guess I'm getting them a little higher. I never really thought of it like that, but I just know that when I do take this, I'm out a lot faster and I have a deeper sleep. I wake up and it's the morning and I'm like, wow, I just passed right out. If you take too much of this and you're not used to it, you will feel groggy in the morning. So you want to find the right balance. As I said in the supplementation module, I've seen up to like 10 milligrams and I've heard of people taking like 20 milligrams of melatonin a night. I take 1 milligram of melatonin. I've also heard that for consistent use, so if you were using it one time, people also use it when you travel, when they go across time zones because your body gets messed up. And for some reason, taking the melatonin will like balance out your circadian rhythm, even though you're in a different time zone on the other side of the world. So people use melatonin like that. But I use it for sleep. And I've heard through my research, I've seen that if you're going to use it consistently on a daily basis, you shouldn't go more than 1 milligram, maybe even 0.5. And it depends on your body size. So if I was like a small 100-pound female, maybe I really only need 0.5 as opposed to 1 milligram for myself. So I'll take that. And the way you take it, I really should have taken it after the tea, but now that I have it here in front of me, we'll just do it. This one is a dissolve, so you just put it under your tongue and leave it there and let it dissolve. If you swallow it, it wouldn't be as effective. So leave it there, just let it dissolve underneath your tongue. And now I have to talk like this. But coming back to sleep, keep this tea going. You want to aim for about 8 hours. Some people say they can survive on 6. As long as your energy is high and you feel good, then I guess you could go with as little sleep as possible so you can make more out of the day. But I would aim for about 8 hours. I aim for a minimum of 8 hours. And I also listen to my body. So let's say, for example, I play like four nights, I played 4 games, or I just did a lot of training and my body was saying, wow, like you put in a lot of work, you're pretty tired. I wouldn't be afraid to go for 10, even 12 hours of sleep and really just let my body rejuvenate, get a good night's rest. Now, obviously, some of us don't have that luxury. Most people don't have that luxury because you have to wake up in the morning and go to work or go to school. But realistically, you could probably go to bed earlier. And there is more value in getting sleep before, getting hours of sleep before midnight. I don't know. Again, these are all things I've come across in my research. It keeps coming up though. I've seen that multiple times that it's more valuable to get sleep before midnight. So if you're going to bed at 10, it's better than going to bed at 12 or going to bed at 1 o'clock. You can get more rejuvenative, restorative sleep. Rejuvenative. You're going to rejuvenate faster, get better restorative sleep if you go to bed earlier in the day. So if you have to, if you are super tired, like don't be afraid to get in bed, go through your routine if you want to do something similar to this, or just get yourself into bed, turn the lights off, get there at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., get there nice and early, give yourself a nice rest. So on an average day, I would go for about 8 hours, but if like I played 2 games or the training's been catching up to me or I had multiple games days in a row and I was listening to my body and my body said, hey, you need some sleep, you're pretty tired, I wouldn't be afraid to go for 10 to even 12 hours of sleep and really let my body restore. One more thing I wanted to mention is when you're doing this training program or you're doing any type of training, you're really ambitious, you want to improve, maybe you want to wake up and do that morning workout, you have to understand that sleep is just so valuable. It's probably more valuable, not probably, it is more valuable than the actual workouts if you are in an exhausted and tired state. So let's say, for example, like I finished a game late and I got to bed at midnight. And then I had to be somewhere at 7, so I was going to get up at 5 and do my morning routine. And I'm cutting into my sleep. I'm cutting into that quality sleep. Well, you're going to get more benefit from getting a few more hours of sleep than actually waking up and doing the training. So instead of waking up and putting your body through more stress, you have to let yourself recover. Remember, stimulation and then recovery. So if I am, there's a phrase, it's like, you're jumping over dollar bills to pick up nickels. Okay, so the sleep is more important. The recovery of the sleep is going to give you better gains than waking up and putting in more work. Obviously, hard work is important. Training is important. Consistency, frequency, it's all important. Intensity, it's important. But we have to be smart. You have to understand that there's a lot of importance in sleep. Sleep is, it's a secret of growth. in sport, in muscle building, in life, in longevity, in health. Do not overlook your sleep. So obviously I want you to get up and I want you to do those morning workouts. If you can't get to bed earlier and give yourself enough time to get a good night's sleep, then perhaps you have to skip that morning workout, or you have to do a modified workout where you're not burning yourself out as much. But please put an importance on sleep. One thing that helps with the quality of your sleep is temperature. You're gonna have a better sleep if you sleep at a colder temperature. So for those of you who are younger, I know you're probably not allowed to touch the thermostat, otherwise your parents are gonna freak out. But sleeping at a lower temperature is going to improve the quality of your sleep as opposed to sleeping at a higher, hotter temperature. So you wanna be nice and cool when you're sleeping. So just to show you here, I have it at, right now it's at 21.5, but I bring it down to about 19 degrees Celsius. Sorry, I don't know the Fahrenheit conversion for those of you in the US, but you wanna think about having it at a colder temperature. That's gonna improve the quality. So I'm sitting down here having my tea before bed. And I don't drink a whole one of these. I mean, I have sometimes if I put too much water, but I don't want to be waking up and going to the bathroom every hour while I'm sleeping. That's going to disrupt the quality of my sleep. So I'll just have about half of this. So hopefully I don't have to get up in the middle of the night. And I'm just going to hang out, drink this tea and watch a documentary or something like that. Something informative I like to watch. But I want you to notice that if you look at my laptop screen right now, it's like orange. Okay, another thing that's going to hinder and negatively affect the quality of your sleep, listen to some Meek Mill. What do you guys listen to? Let me know. That's going to affect the quality of your sleep is blue light. So blue light is the light that comes from your cell phone, from your laptop, from your computer. So if you're watching that right before bed, it's going to hurt the quality of your sleep. So there's certain tools that you can use that actually take the blue light out of your mobile device, your accessories, mobile device. Some people, mobile device, laptop, TV. Some people use blue light blockers. So basically like wearing sunglasses at night, and specifically they block the blue light and that helps with the quality of sleep. One thing you can do is just take the brightness on your laptop all the way down if you are watching it at night. The best thing to do would not be to look at your laptop at night, but we are all addicts to our technology. But you can take your brightness all the way down. But one thing you can do is download this program called Flux. It is free. You can download it on the internet. So yeah, it's called Flux. And basically you set up the time, you set up when you go to bed and when you normally wake up, and then your laptop will automatically change its color throughout the day. So it'll take the blue light out at night and during like the middle of the day, and in the morning it'll be lower blue light because your body's still waking up. You don't want to stress it out with these blue lights. Like honestly, waking up and looking at your bright cell phone right away is one of the worst things you can do for your head, for your brain, for your biological chemistry and all these things. But check out this program. It's called Flux. Just go on to Google and search for it. You can download it for free. I have it on my Mac here, and it takes the blue light out of the laptop, especially at night. So you can still watch. You can still use your laptop close to bedtime, and it's not going to hurt the quality of your sleep. Also, obviously, we have our cell phones. We all love our cell phones. This is a dirty cell phone. But one thing you can do is just take the brightness down. Like, look at that. Oh, my God. Honestly, my phone is always on the lowest brightness unless I need to do something on it where I need to see a bit of light. But you can also change the settings and you can take out
bright. You can take out, you can make it warmer or cooler. So go into your settings, display and brightness, but at night, try to stay off your cell phone as much as possible. I know that's a big ask, especially for some of you younger people. But if you are, really get the brightness down, try to take the blue light out of it. And realistically, I mean, you could even wear sunglasses if you don't have those blue light blockers, even sunglasses, but try not staring at really bright blue light things, and even watching a lot of TV at night isn't good for the quality of your sleep. So I'm just gonna hang out and drink this tea and watch my dim lighted orange laptop. And then when I'm done, I'll head upstairs and show you a few more things. All done, gonna head to bed, go upstairs, past the memorabilia. This is when I played for the Canadian national futsal team. This was just the first Progressive shirt I had made. This is when my team went to nationals, first team to go to nationals from our province. The tracksuit and the gear, Canada tracksuit. So upstairs here, this is my room. So just a couple things. Get a light for you. So first of all, one thing you can do to improve the quality of your sleep is you can have a shower. I'm not gonna go in the bathroom right now because it's a mess and I wanna show you. But a hot shower before bed will help you with your sleep. So one thing I like to do and I would recommend as well is actually have a bit of, so again, this is gonna kind of help with the temperature, but also just fresh air coming into the room. Even though it's the middle of winter and it's cold outside, it's a good thing. It's gonna improve the quality of my sleep and it's going to make it a little colder in here. But saying that, let me put this phone down. I will close the blinds because another thing you want to think about is having complete darkness. So these are really good blinds. They block out everything. But make sure that your room is as dark as possible. Okay, so put it like that. Shout out to Progressive. 100,000 subscribers. I'm at 400,000 at the time of this recording. So check out my bed here. I'm not that poor that I can't afford a bed frame. I just like sleeping on the floor. I like sleeping like really close to the ground. So when I got my own place, I had the divorce recently, but I said in my own place, I'm going to do super minimalist. I'm going to sleep on the ground. I'm going to sit on the ground a lot of time. And I like it. It gets me closer to the earth, even though we're in a condo. Okay, so one other thing is I'm going to put my phone outside, out here, outside my room. Okay, so first of all, like, we don't have to go into detail about that today, but having Wi-Fi, and especially like having Wi-Fi and your cell phone on, let me put my password in. Cell phone on right beside your head while you're sleeping, not good for the quality of sleep. But that's a totally different conversation. So if you are going to keep it close to you, put it on airplane mode. And I can explain exactly why another time. But the reason I'm putting this out here, just to keep it away from me. But also, so when my alarm goes off in the morning, I can't just hit the snooze button. I'm forced to actually go outside and go and pick it up, and by the time I get all the way out there, I'm gonna be already up and be like, okay, well, we might as well get started with the day. So here's the bed, and I just wanna show you, kinda weird, but it's actually pretty important, are some ways to sleep, some sleeping positions.
So when you're sleeping, I'm gonna think about the position of your neck and your back, because if I'm sleeping on like 10 different pillows like this and my neck is kinked like this all night, like that's not good for my spine, it's not good for my neck, for my health. So think about how you're laying. Got a thumper here.
just a self-massage tool. That's a different story. That's a different tutorial. Okay, so first of all, two ways that you should be sleeping, the best ways to sleep are on your back. Just straight on your back like this. You can put a pillow like this if you want. Just kind of pick your pelvis up just a little bit. But sleeping on your back like this is the best way to sleep. However, some people can't fall asleep like this. One other thing I'll say is, so think about the straightness of your neck, right? It should be in its natural state. If my neck is like this because of the pillows I have, I'm sleeping like this. Again, like it might seem comfortable in the moment, but it's really not good for your neck. You're gonna turn into a hunchback, be all crippled. So think about nice. You want a comfy pillow, but something that's relatively small, just supports the small of your neck and something comfortable. So this is the first position. The second position is on your side with a pillow between your legs. Something like that. So these are the best positions for quality sleep. You want to try to stay away from sleeping on your stomach. Yeah, so first of all, just look at my neck. Like I'm favoring one side the whole time. And it's forcing my neck to be like this, kinked all night. So again, on the side, natural. This is natural. If your pillow is nice and small and on your back, with pillow under your hip or between your legs. The final thing I'll say is nasal breathing. So while you're sleeping, you don't want to be breathing with a open mouth. A lot of people snore. Like snoring comes from a lot of things, but having an open mouth, your nasal passage isn't clear. So you want to try to be conscious of it. Obviously, when you're sleeping, you can't really control that. But think about while you're laying here, resting in bed, nasal breathing, as we talked about in the breathing module. And you can do mouth taping, but I would recommend that you get a specific mouth tape. Don't just put any tape on your mouth, because a lot of those tapes have like glues and chemicals on them, and you don't want that over your mouth while you're sleeping all night. But breathing through your nose while you're sleeping will actually improve the quality of your sleep. And was that everything? So yeah, let's go to bed. Cold room. Cold room, cold temperature. Sleeping naked is also going to help, but that's your own personal preference. Pitch black, so let's turn off the lights, closing all the doors, having some fresh air, getting that sleepy time tea, that melatonin, trying to stay off your phone, keeping the Wi-Fi signals away from your brain. That's probably enough things to help you have a high quality sleep. So let me turn off these lights, close these doors, and I'm going to bed.